Welcome to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'm Scott Jordan. My guest this week sent shockwaves throughout the Monster Jam community when he announced his retirement from the sport as a full-time driver. So let's get right to it and go to the Great Clips hotline to Virginia to welcome in Travis Mowry. Travis, welcome to Inside Monster Jam.
Thank you, guys. I'm glad to be here with you guys and hang out with y'all for a little bit and, kind of give you guys some news.
Absolutely, man. So let's not beat around the bush. A lot of questions on social media about you. You announced after you did your independent event in Virginia Beach that you were stepping away from the sport. Of course, you won two freestyles that weekend, so no better way to go out than on top. But talk about that decision to step away from driving full time.
You know, monster trucks have been a huge part of my life. Even before I started my career, you know, I'm a second generation driver. So I basically grew up around these things and, going on 8.5 years straight, traveling up and down the road, crisscross the nation, been to all 48 states, 8 other countries. And, it's been a ride. A few years ago, I met my beautiful wife, Kaylin, competing at a Monster Jam event up in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And, me and her just kicked it off from there. And, fast forward now, we're married. We got two beautiful, young, healthy boys. And, over time, life just changes. 40 weeks a year, traveling up and down the road, racing these Monster Jam trucks. It's fun. It's cool. But, being away from family and missing out on, family things and just a home life, it starts to get to you a little bit, being out on the road. Being a father is a very important, serious thing to me. I want to raise the boys right and, be there for them as much as I possibly can. And, growing up, unfortunately with my dad, him being gone, in my younger years, there's some heartache a little bit there. I don't hold it to him or, judge him for it. Back then, I didn't really understand, what was going on. But now that I've gotten older and progressed in life, being a father and understand things a little bit differently, to me, it's just being home, being a father figure, being a husband, just, slowing life down and just, enjoying it, elsewhere is, what matters most right now.
That's very admirable. It's never easy leaving your family, especially as a husband and a parent. You want to be there for your kids. You also have a responsibility to provide. So trying to find that work balance life, man, I respect that 100%. You mentioned being a second generation driver and the heartbreak you had to deal with as a kid with your dad being gone. Life has a funny way of coming full circle. Because does this give you a greater sense of what your dad had to sacrifice as a father to provide for his family now that you've been there, now you've made the decision to step away?
Oh, 100%. You don't think of it as first, you think of the big picture, like, I'm going out and driving Monster Jam trucks, I'm competing all over the nation, being gone, but when you're away from family, you're not home for birthdays, you're not home for family gatherings, you miss out on celebrations, or, sometimes you're not there for the important holidays due to scheduling or, whatever. It tends to rear on you a little bit. And, looking back on it, my dad, he did a good job at I guess you can say hiding it, because it never really seemed to affect him. But, over the years, just talking to him, trying to, relate with him on, some of the struggles that I was going through out on the road, being away from family, he would sit there and tell me his struggles and, that would kind of help me cope with things. And, him being away, when I was younger, it definitely, wasn't easy, but, hey, he did it. He lived a dream. I lived a dream, and, we both can say we did it. And, now it's behind us and just, move on to the next chapter in life.
And how has, your wife, Kaylin, been supporting you in this decision?
She supports me 110%, this was solely 110% my decision. She pushes me, no matter what I decide to do in life, whether I want to go flip burgers at McDonald's or, I want to pursue, chasing up and down the road, racing monster trucks, or heck, if I wanted to become an astronaut, without her, I honestly wouldn't be the man I am today. And, I'm very thankful for her and, what she does for our young family. And, it's definitely not easy, coming from in our beginning years of dating and being married, us competing with each other each and every weekend and, having the boy or crew with us, at the time. And, You know, so last year when, you know, the season ended and she came off the road, you know, she decided she wanted to stay home and just kind of focus on home life and get on a more routine, you know, foundation. And, you know, she just told me, go out there, do your thing. You know, if you want to, you know, keep competing for however long, do it. If you want to come home, you know, do it. You know, so she's been with me 110%. She's my ride or die. You know, I wouldn't trade it for the world, and I'm very thankful to have her by my side.
Well, she grew up in the business, so she understands that. Coming up, we look back with Travis at the life and legacy of Tim Mente. That's next on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. My guest this week is Travis Mowry. Travis, you've had a great, successful career in Monster Trucks and Monster Jam. You've worked with some of the best independent teams in history. And I want to go back to your start with Natural Disaster Racing and Tim Mente. The Monster Truck community suffered a tremendous loss in April with the passing of Tim. You know, his legacy lives on. But I want to talk to you a little bit about your relationship with Tim and what his influence has been in your career.
Man, Tim Mente, he was a second father to me. We talked multiple times a week. Sometimes it was about monster trucks. Sometimes it was about family, just random things, life, business, everything. And he was a very influential guy in my life. And, you know, without him, I honestly don't know if I could be here reflecting on the career that I've had. You know, he gave me the start driving back in 2017. He took a chance on me. I took a chance on him. Back then, that's when I was, you know, a crew chief for the Metal Militia. I was actually crewing for Todd LeDuc and Matt Byton. And, you know, we were on tour together with Tim and Steve Thompson and, you know, we're helping each other out. And, you know, it was a couple late nights, you know, helping, you know, he helped me, I'll help him, you know, put our trucks back together to make the next day. And, you know, we just got to talking, you know, he's right up the road, 4 hours north of me, Hagerstown, Maryland. And, you know, he said, hey, you know, I want to focus on my business. I want to kind of take a sidestep and I can't be, you know, gone all the time. And I'm looking for somebody to fill those shoes. And, you know, is that something that you're willing to do? And I said, absolutely. You know, not only do I love working on these trucks, but, you know, I also want to drive them and, you know, to be able to drive them and work on them at the same time. You know, that's a, you know, full circle dream come true right there. So he took a shot on me and very first event, Troy, Pennsylvania. It was muddy. It was rainy. It was in a fairgrounds. It was kind of small. And he just told me, he said, go out there, just drive, learn the truck. Don't try to be a hero. Don't try to do anything crazy. Just go out there and have fun. You know, Tim, he taught me a lot in monster trucks. You know, he definitely taught me, you know, how to make something out of nothing. 110%.
Yeah, I met Tim early on in my career when I was a pit reporter, man. And he just we bonded over being, you know, from Maryland and growing up in the Baltimore area. Hagerstown Speedway was like a holy grail place for us as kids. So I knew Tim Mente and Mike Vodders before I knew who Tom Mentz was. So being able, I went back to Hagerstown last year and got to call some events there and hang out with those guys, man. It was just a full circle moment. You won't find anybody in the sport that has anything bad to say about Tim. I know you were there at the Celebration of Life and I saw the posts on social media. It was a who's who of the industry. What was being there like for you, Travis?
You know, it's very humbling, you know, to see so many people come together and celebrate Tim's life and, you know, how many lives he actually touched, you know, and even outside of the monster truck family, you know, there was at least 200 people there that had come to, you know, celebrate his life. And, you know, big shout out to Mike Waters for putting 12 trucks together to honor his memory. You know, all had them out on display and, you know, drove up, did a nice 21 gun salute with some big block Chevys, you know, revving up. It was pretty awesome. And, you know, all his trucks that he had in the past years, you know, even under new owners, you know, they came together, you know, all his trucks, minus the OG Taurus that he started in. You know, they were all there, you know, in one spot, and it was very cool, you know, had a lot of laughs, had a couple sad moments, but, you know, all in all, it was amazing to see everybody come together, see the big monster truck family, you know, buckle down and, you know, really give back to the people that, you know, gave out so much.
I think the legacy that Tim has left will continue to live on for years from now, and he definitely made an impact on many, many lives in the monster truck industry. Up next, we're going to look back at Travis's time working for his father-in-law. We're talking Darren Miguez next on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'm Scott Jordan. I am joined on the Great Clips Hotline by Travis Mowry. And Travis, a lot of people in life in general have experiences working for their in-laws and working with their spouses, and you have had the opportunity to do both. So let's talk about your time. You met your wife, Kaylin, and you move on to work for her dad, Darren, and TK Motorsports. So what was that opportunity like for you when Darren said, hey, why don't you come on over and help us out?
You know, it's pretty crazy how things work out in life. So I met Kaylin, as I said earlier, in Hamilton, Ontario, when I was driving for Tim, and we actually did quite a bit of events together. And, you know, just as time went on, you know, me and Tim, you know, we decided that, you know, things probably weren't best at that given time. So we kind of separated for a little bit. No hard feelings at all. You know, just wasn't for me, wasn't for him, you know, and it's okay. It was a mutual separation. And at the time, you know, I was like, well, I have a couple options here. I decided let's go out on the road with Darren and Kaylin. So that's what I did. Spent the 2019 season turning wrenches for the both of them. She was driving Monster Mutt Dalmatian. He was driving Dragon, and we were on an arena tour. And it was pretty fun. You know, me and Darren, we got along great. Me and Kaylin, you know, she was in school for cosmetology, so she would fly in on the weekends, and, you know, me and Darren would stay out on the road getting the trucks ready to rock for the weekend, and, you know, it was fun.
So I noticed a change in Darren when you and Kaylin had your first son and he became this doting grandpa, because it softened him up a little bit. I could tell that, you know, he was more of not that he was never ever hard, but he was he was always talking about the grandkids and how happy he was to just go home and be a grandpa. And I know that contributed a lot to his retirement from the sport. So I think you both had that in common, that, you know, your kids, his grandkids, ultimately brought you guys together and gave you this incredible life at home that made you want to leave the sport. So you work with your father-in-law, and then you also crew for your wife. Now, I want to know what that experience was like for you, because you weren't married yet. Obviously, it stood the test of time, because she still married you after you crewed for her. But talk a little bit about what it was like crewing for Kaylin.
You know, that was exciting. You know, I thoroughly love turning wrenches, being on the headset with her behind the scenes, you know, seeing her go out there and do her thing. You know, and I'm not saying I'm the perfect driver by all means, because I know I'm not. But, you know, I would always be in her ear trying to give her pointers. For instance, if she gets a nice little wheelie across the pod or whatever, you know, I'm walking her through it freestyle. You know, I'm telling her to hit things harder or do this or do that. Just trying to, you know, give her that edge, because, you know, sometimes after you're out there in a truck and freestyle, you know, believe it or not, it's a workout in there. And, you know, your mind's not all the way there. You know, you start with a plan and then you get like 3-4 hits in and it goes out the window. So you're just out there, you know, I wouldn't say driving around, but you're out there having a good time and just, you know, whatever happens, happens. So, you know, she definitely is hard on parts, that's for sure. But you know what? I enjoy working on the trucks just as much as I do driving them. And, you know, there's a couple times it's like, really? Like, did you have to rip all 4 shock shafts out at one time? But, you know, it happens. You know, we had good times, and, you know, I was, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I would honestly enjoy seeing her in a truck with me behind the scenes rather than me being out there. You know, just brought me so much joy. And then also, you know, to have Darren out there too, to see her and her father out there competing, and, you know, they've always had great chemistry with the trucks, and, you know, it was cool to be a part of it. You know, it was kind of crazy that, you know, me and Kaylin, when we first got together, you know, we always talked about life dreams and, you know, where we want to be in 5, 10, 15 years or whatever. And, you know, one of those dreams was to have a little family and to be able to experience monster trucks together. And, you know, we achieved that. And, you know, that's pretty humbling and exciting to us to, you know, be able to set a life dream like that and to be able to accomplish it.
And she's going to watch this. So now forever, she's going to know that you said she was hard on parts. So I wish the best for you with that. So Darren decides to step away and take care of the grandbabies. And now you go to Team Throttle Monster. I've had, Mike and Paul on this show, and they've had nothing but glowing things to say about you, but I want to hear your side of that. You know, how was it being recruited by that team to come to Utah and drive for them?
Darren was kind of at a point where, you know, he wanted to go a different direction in life and, you know, get away from monster trucks or whatnot. And, I love doing fabrication work and welding. It's kind of, you know, my do what you love in life, as you say. And, so I was actually doing quite a bit of stuff for Mike and Paul. And, we got to talking and, kind of told them my situation. They told me where they're at. And, they presented an opportunity. And, I was like, it'd be great. I can drive for them. Kalen had one more first quarter left and, the beginning of the season. And so we were on the same tour with each other. And that was at the end of 21, beginning of 22. And it was awesome, man. Kind of, comes back to traveling as a family. Mike and Paul, they allowed me, Kalen, and our dog Blue and crew. I bought a brand new camper and we followed the race trailer around, and it was awesome. Mike and Paul, they're great people, great equipment. They're definitely building a magnificent team each and every month or weekend, however you want to put it. They just keep getting bigger and stronger, and I'm glad to be a part of them. They definitely gave me a big opportunity in life. We helped each other out whenever it's possible. And, all in all, Team Throttle Monster is definitely a force to be reckoned with. And I'm definitely honored to be able to say, I was part of them, for a little bit of time, and, excited to see where they go.
What is your future? You're so young, so it's hard to envision you staying retired forever from this. But what do you feel like the future of Travis Mowry is on and off the track?
27 years old. I've kind of been there. I've kind of done that. When I started this journey and, driving back in 2017, I set a bunch of goals for myself, achievements that I wanted to accomplish. And, I did that. I fell short of one, which was making it into the world finals. It is what it is. Out of the however many I set, let that one slide. I'm okay with that. But as far as, coming back, I could see myself coming back to fill in over time from here to there. But as far as a full-time gig or anything like that, that stuff's behind me. Doing it for so long and chasing that dream and grinding in and grinding out each and every weekend, kind of takes a toll on you physically and mentally. Now it's just kind of time to focus on family and, we'll just kind of see what happens. But I would probably say I'd do some fill-in work here and there, but other than that, I'd say that's about it. Other than doing some fabrication stuff, I'll stay involved in the industry that way, making parts and doing what I can to help some people out.
You've had a great career. I've definitely enjoyed watching you on the track, and I know that your sons, as they get older and see what you've done, will be very proud of you. Up next, we take your fan questions for Travis Mowry, so stay right where you are. We're inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil, is next. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'm Scott Jordan. I'm joined on the Great Clips Hotline by Travis Mowry. Each week, I invite you to ask your questions on Instagram at Scott Jordan MJSX. This question comes from at Bari Musauer, and I know you started off with the RC trucks racing with Bari at Digger's Dungeon, so he wants to know who would win right now in a straight-up RC truck race, you or him?
Honestly, he would. He would probably whoop my butt. I have not really touched an RC in many, many years. Might've played with somebody else's for 2 or 3 minutes here and there, but, he is pretty dedicated and hardcore still into the RC world. So I would hands down definitely say he would beat me for sure.
Yeah. I'm already on my third RC body, so I'm just as bad. Let's see. Albert.ma2722 wants to know what's going to happen to Extreme Attitude.
Right now it's just, sitting, in limbo. I don't have any future plans for it. Maybe one day it might come back out for a special appearance. might see it in a, you know, a different form of racing or, you know, motorsport or something like that. But as far as right now, it's just in limbo and, you know, the future is foreseen.
Racked It17 has a non-Monster Truck question. Wants to know, what's your favorite band of all time?
All time, man, that's a great question. Man, I don't know. I've listened to so many genres and so many people. We'll go with my most current. How about that? Right now, I'm a big Jelly Roll fan.
All right.
Either between Jelly Roll or Cody Jinks. So one of the two.
Anytime somebody asks you that question, from now on, the answer, Travis, is the Backstreet Boys. Omar Camacho, 5651, wants to know, when you made your Monster Jam debut, were you nervous and scared that you were going to do bad, or were you cool, calm, and collected?
A little bit of both. Sao Paulo, Brazil, 2017 was my first Monster Jam debut driving NEA Police. And I was calm and cool, I guess you could say. I got through practice. Everything was good. But the nerves did not really set in until we're rolling through the tunnel. And down there, we have football stadiums here. Well, they call them soccer stadiums down there. And they're a little bit more seating capacity than what we have here. And when we rolled through that tunnel for intros, and you know, I seen all of them people, you know, cheering, because that was the first time Monster Jam has ever been there, or Monster Trucks in general, you know, so see all them people roaring, that's when the nerves started to set in. And you know, I just, you know, didn't really struggle, but couldn't really get my rhythm. I had a good freestyle, but other than that, it was great. And you know, we just rolled through it.
Well, Travis, I'm so happy for you and your family, man. Best of luck to you, and thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. It's been an awesome career. A lot of great memories to look back on. You know, I met a lot of great people. I got to thank all the fans out there for all the support over the years. You know, to see them follow my journey, my wife's journey, you know, even to ask how the boys are doing and such, you know, and come to town and see them. You know, it's truly an honor to, you know, see the Monster Jam community and how well people follow you, and also just the great places that Monster Jam has taken me throughout my career. And, you know, definitely will always be forever remembered. And you know, even though I won't be driving, you know, I'm sure I'll still be around some way, shape, or form, you know, whether it's behind the scenes or just sitting in the stands enjoying the event. Either way, you know, I got to thank everybody, you know, all the teams in the past, everybody that's helped me, you know, from crew members, drivers, you know, owners, you know, just everybody that's been a part of my career in any way, shape, or form. You know, thank you guys for that. And you know, I'm excited to see what next life endeavors hold. And you know, we'll see you around.
That's all the time we have. Next time you see us, it'll be at World Finals 22 in Nashville. Join me right here next time for Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil.